This is your market wrap-up on the Radio Oklahoma Network. I'm Leslie Smith. I'll be joined by Tom Loeffler of Loeffler Commodities. Tom, what's influencing the cattle markets today?
Well, Leslie, I think more than anything, it was a technical move in the market. We've got a cattle complex that's been in a seesaw trading range for some time now. Yesterday we was lower, today we found buying in the market, and there was really virtually no fresh news out there. We saw boxed beef at mid-morning, $1.24 higher on choice. Selects were up 6 cents, had a movement of 65 lows. We saw an estimated cattle kill day of 115,000 head. We did not see any of our contracts actually take out the highs of Friday today. So it's a little bit of a concern that we couldn't get that high, but no other fresh news in our market. April live cattle, 52 cents higher today. June cattle were up 85. May feeders closed 95 higher. August feeders up 70. And June lean hogs, 50 cents higher.
Closing grains are next on the Radio Oklahoma Network.
It's almost auction time at Big Iron. The next auction is coming up Wednesday morning. Big Iron District Manager Mike Wolf joins us now with a preview of this week's sale.
We'll be closing out the month with 453 lots. That'll end the month with a total of 3,600 lots being sold in April, which will include a 2012 Case IH Patriot 3330 90-foot boom sprayer in Oklahoma, 2013 Coyote 45 SEHC front-wheel assist tractor, also a Circle C 18-wheel rake with a gooseneck hitch, 1996 Featherlite 8200 aluminum gooseneck livestock trailer, Belshi equipment trailer. There'll be 16 tractors, 4 combines, horse stalls, LP tanks. There'll be a lot of items in that sale.
If you'd like more information on buying and selling with Big Iron, call District Manager Mike Wolf at 580-320-2718 or go to the website at www.bigiron.com and Mike will be happy to help you out. That's bigiron.com.
Tom, what's supporting the grain markets?
Well, Leslie, we saw today the Kansas City wheat in both Kansas City and Chicago, I should say, make new contract lows. The corn had another session of new lows for 2015. Then we saw them rebound. We even saw the wheat close positive. The corn closed slightly negative. Our soybeans had strength throughout the session but could not hold it all going into the close. Soybeans got some support today from the talk that we saw 390,000 metric tons of new crop soybeans sold to an unknown destination. But other than that, it was quiet today, mostly technical trading and spread action taking place. On the close, May KC wheat was up 6.5, July KC up 7, July Chicago wheat 3 cents higher, July corn down 0.25, December corn down 0.75, July soybeans up 4.25, November beans up 0.01, and July cotton 16 points higher.
Tom, what's your phone number?
866-GO-TO-TOM.
That's your market wrap-up on the Radio Oklahoma Network.